Number of individual specimens, or NISP, is simply the number of identified bones of each taxon. So in this hypothetical sample of deer remains, you would simply add up the number of individual bone fragments or specimens, regardless of the element. What would be the NISP here? The answer is 23. NISP is a very straightforward measurement, but also potentially problematic if you're trying to weigh the relative contributions of different animals to the diet. Can you think of why the total number of bone fragments might not be such a good measure of dietary importance? The problem is twofold. Some smaller animals have a lot of bones relative to their size. Think of fish. I can give you another example from firsthand experience. The platy exterior of armadillos is composed of thousands of tiny bones. One armadillo would be represented by a very high NISP, but might not have been that important to the diet. Second, the bones of smaller animals are often more fragmented than those of larger animals. You can imagine that the bones of fish or squirrels might be more easily broken than something like a horse. As a result, NISP will make smaller animals seem more important than they really were.